Oh, good morning. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4, boy, is this a good chapter, isn't it? Like all of them. Well, as you're checking there, I'll read verse 2. Preach the word. Doesn't say preach your experiences, even though we might have some good experiences. He said, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reproving, rebuking, exhorting, with all long-suffering and doctrine. That word doctrine there simply means teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own, what, lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Underline that, because we're going to talk for a minute about the itching ear syndrome. Heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables or something that's unreal. Now we have Santa Claus showing up, Cinderella showing up, we have Easter Bunny showing up in churches that we thought used to preach the word. They are turning in this hour. Then verse 10, he said, Demas has forsaken me. Why did he forsake? He turned. What did he turn to? The world. Having loved this present world. In verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. He did call out his name and let him know that he's being persecuted and he's being attacked, and let the Lord deal with Alexander, right? So that word heap, I looked this word up, and it's the only time that word is ever used in the New Testament. It means to heap upon, to accumulate, and to multiply teachers that are telling you what you want to hear. What happens when we have this itching ear syndrome, we are poisoned with wrong information. And it only takes a little bit of poison, remember, to kill a mouse. They can have a lot of rat, healthy food, but that 0.5% even will kill that rat. So they can have a lot of nutrition. Same with a lot of these false prophets and teachers today. They speak truth along with their error. And they wait till they become very famous, and then they implement their error, because they know you won't receive the error, so you follow that person. And this is what I'm seeing. A lot of people are bringing out different doctrines now, and there's a whole networking of different networkings. That's all I can call it right now. But anyway, and what does it mean to be itching? In other words, this word itching is only found here in the New Testament. It means to rub, to scratch, and then to tickle. We like to come to church to be rubbed, to be pampered, and then tickled. Isn't that something? To feel an itching for something, something that's pleasing or gratifying. So what happens is we're no longer tolerating teachers that preach the word. You're too negative. You're too judgmental. You're exposing too much. Just walk in love. Well, we're going to see today, how did Jesus deal with this? Because we're serving the real Jesus, but many people today, they're all saying they're serving Jesus. So is it the Bible, Jesus, or is it some imaginary master or rabbi or some other Jesus that they've made up in their own image? So we're going to look at that. Itching ears. What does it mean? We're listening to preachers that are popular. Today we're going to look at, in 1 Kings, we can turn there if you want, 1 Kings, we're going to look at Micaiah. And Micaiah was not popular. Today we have ministers that are very popular and the masses are following. But is God in that? Is God in that? Does God always speak through the masses? We're going to look, take a look at in the Bible. Because false teachers like to tickle something. They like to tickle our lusts, and they tickle our pride. They puff us up, and they tell us we can have everything. We're entitled. Actually, we're king's kids. But if you look at the Bible, he says we're called to be servants. And there's times we're going to have to suffer persecution. There's times we're going to have to stand alone. Are you willing to stand alone for truth? Are you going to keep your conscience pure? Are you just going to follow whatever they're telling you? Are you going to be like one of those that heap to yourself teachers and scratch your itches? If it feels good If it's not offensive, then it must be God. Now we have created a new Jesus that's just love. Reckless, by the way. He's a reckless lover. Ear tickling goes light on sin. We don't want to talk about sin. We don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. I don't know about you, but that's why I got saved. I needed help. I needed to know I couldn't do it in my own strength. I needed to turn to someone that had the answers, not to just make me feel good and cover up all the things that I was dealing with. So they want to be like the world around them. Luke 6:26 says, "Woe to you when all people speak well of you." Now, if this world's going to promote, I hate to say this, preachers, you better check out and see if they're ecumenical, because this world is going to push a one-world religion. But the real Jesus calls you to come out and be what?
Separate.
Come out and be separate. He says, "Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their prophets did to the false prophets." What, in other words, the false are lifted up, the false are believed, and people, the masses, follow the false prophets. But what does the Bible say? Woe. Woe to you if men speak well of you. In other words, we got to either walk in the fear of the Lord or the fear of man. Because if you're walking in the fear of man, you want to be popular. You want to be famous. But if you're walking with the Lord, he's going to tell you the word's a two-edged sword. Sometimes you got to cut that pride and cut that greed right out, right? And expose us so we can repent. But anyway, we like to listen to people who tell us what we want to hear. You have a son or daughter, if you tell them something and they don't like it, what do? They go to the other parent. They want to go to the one that's going to tell them you can go, you can do that. Boy, I don't know about you, but I had some kids like that. Same thing that happens to people, that they want to go to a preacher that's going to tell them what they want to hear. Now, if we are true born-again Christians, we should judge ourselves and make sure that we want to hear the truth, even if it's not pleasant. We've all had to do a lot of research, and this rabbit hole that we've been coming out of is deep. It's been going on and planned for many, 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 many years. A lot of these movements and waves, and it's only going to get worse. It's only going to bring in more occultism, more experience over the Bible, and more people are going to follow them. And so we have to do what we can to blow the whistle. But here, this is such a good story in 1 Kings about Ahab. Let's look at this in Micaiah. Because if you're going to stand for the Lord in this hour, you're going to have to make sure you don't want to be popular. Because you're not going to be popular with the masses. Most likely, if you are speaking for the Lord like Micaiah, you're going to be saying opposite of what they're all saying. And also, he never was popular, he was never famous, but he suffered. He suffered because he had to tell what God said to say, and he learned how to stand alone. Are you going to be like Micaiah, or are you going to be like the false prophets of this day? We all have to make those decisions, especially as truth is uncovered. And God always has his whistleblowers. He always has people that expose what the enemy's doing, but you got to have ears to hear. A lot of people have ears, but they don't have ears to hear. They don't listen. They don't want. Sometimes some of us, we've had to start over because some of the people we found out were following, they were not following the real Jesus. Anyway, so here, it's not new. False prophets have always been around. And here we see that there's coming a war here between Syria and Israel. And Ahab was the king of one of the nations, and Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And this is the other thing. We're going to study three characters: Ahab, Jehoshaphat, and Micaiah. Now, what's that?
What chapter?
Chapter 22. 1 Kings 22. Thank you. Ahab was evil. And remember, he was married to Jezebel. Ahab was evil, and he did more evil than any other king before him. Boy, that's pretty bad. So then not only was he evil, but his sons were evil. After he died and then they reigned, they were also evil. And then we have Jehoshaphat, who's a mixture. He actually was a good king, but he did some things that were wrong. In 1 Kings verse 43, it says, "And he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father." That sounds good, right? Jehoshaphat. "He turned not aside from it, but doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Here's the nevertheless. The high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. So here we see he was kind of a mixture. And then we see Micaiah, who went all the way out for God, no matter what the price. He followed the Lord, he listened to him, and he had to stand against all the false prophets of his day. 400 false prophets and one that was hearing correctly from the Lord. Think about the pressure. And they said he was in jail, and then when he spoke to Ahab, he also got sent back to jail. He could have compromised. He could have told him what he wanted to hear. He could have been in the ear itching syndrome, because Ahab was a king that wanted people around him to tell him what he wanted to hear. He thought the job of a prophet was to tell him good things, right? And this is what we have today. We have people telling people good things. There's no trouble in the world. We'll say that to the people in California right now. All the people that are living in all these other places, the Bahamas and Puerto Rico, and all these storms and floods that are happening. But the false prophets are saying, peace, peace, everything's just wonderful. You live your best life now. You're going to have it all. Well, this is the same thing that they were doing back in this day. Okay? And these false prophets were basically, we call them flying monkeys, because they just followed the king, but they were not called by God, they were assigned by the king. They got their paychecks from the king. And you have to make a decision. If you're going to serve the Lord, you're not going to be bought out. Nobody can buy you out. Because if you can be, you will be. You can't serve God and money. You have got to make it. You serve the Lord if the Lord tells you to give. But these false prophets, they make money as the whole thing. You're serving money. You do this and money's all these false promises. And a lot of people have backslid because they found out these promises, that was false hope. It wasn't true. So here we see the same thing that's happening in our day was happening back here. Okay, so let's pick it up. And so the biggest mistake Jehoshaphat made is that he connected with the wrong people. Now, think about your life. Have you ever made bad friends? If you look back and you go, that was all my problems came because I connected with this bad friend. Well, Jehoshaphat did that. He connected with Ahab here, and it was not a very wise move. In fact, he almost got killed because of it. Okay, let's look at the story quick here. And Jehoshaphat, he's going into the war. He said, sure, I'll join up with you. But he says, let's do one thing first. Let's seek the Lord. Because that's what they always did. The priests and the kings, they sought in the Old Testament. And they got all the prophets together, 400 men. Think about this. Do you know how many 400 are? It's not just a couple. But here is a whole group of men. And they're going to even here in verse 11, Zedekiah, the son of whoever, he made him horns and iron, and he's telling the king, with these shall thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. Boy, they're doing that today. Now have a little visualize something. This is proof that you're going to win. Ahab, you're going to just push those Syrians right out of, well, he was a false prophet. And notice, that's the one that slaps Micaiah across the face and says, who do you think? You're speaking for God? What happened? I'm the one that's hearing from God. Boy, there gets to be a little fight in the kingdom over who's hearing from the Lord. So there's 400 of them anyway. And they said, let's go up. And he said, well, isn't there anybody else that we can seek? We got to find someone that's really a prophet. Jehoshaphat basically knew that these people were not true prophets, so he wanted to find a real one. And Ahab basically goes, well, there is a Micaiah, but I don't want to call him because he always speaks evil of me and I hate him. Now here is Ahab that's in his sin. He didn't want to change, but he surrounded himself with yes men. If you surround yourself with yes men, you're in trouble, because they're living under the fear of man and not the fear of God, and you're going to end up being in trouble because you're not really hearing from the Lord. So he said, I hate him. because he's never talking good about me, okay? So then all the prophets start prophesying, and they go on, and the Lord's going to prosper you. Go up in verse 12, and the Lord's going to prosper you. Isn't that what we hear today? Prosperity, peace, everything's, you're all going to be healed, and, you know, there's not going to be any sick among you, and we're going to go to the hospitals, and everybody's going to clear out the, I've heard those prophecies since I was saved. And I'm like, I have never seen that. But they keep on lying, prophesying. In verse 13, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good, good unto the king. So now Micaiah comes, and these false prophets said, you know what? You better be sure that you say the same thing that we're all saying. Now think about this. He had to stand up. He was already in prison, they think. And he had to stand up now and come against everything that they were telling those kings. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, saith whatever the Lord saith unto me, that is what I'm going to speak. So the story goes on. And what does he tell him? He doesn't tell him what he wants. First of all, the first thing he does, he sarcastically tells him. He says, yeah, you're going to be prosperous, all this. And then Ahab knowing exactly who he really is, like, come on, tell us the truth. I know you're not going to say that. You always say something bad. So he tells him, he said, all right, I'm going to tell you what the real truth is. And the truth is you're going to die in battle. Now, if Jehoshaphat was smart, he would have listened to the real word. But instead, he gets tricked. And what does Ahab do? Ahab makes him put on his outfits and robes. What an idiot. Now we've got the target on Jehoshaphat. Yeah. Well, I'm going to trick God because God's thinking I'm going to die in battle. Well, I'll just be someone else then. I won't be myself. I'll let Jehoshaphat be me. Hello, Jehoshaphat. Wake up. Wake up. Why are you allowing yourself? He almost got killed in battle because they came after him. As they know, you always go for the king, right? And then they found out it wasn't Ahab, so then they left him alone. But lo and behold, he ends up getting killed in battle anyway. Some soldier just decided to just take an arrow and throw it wherever it will, and it just ended up landing and hitting Ahab right there where his armor was in his shoulder, and he bled to death, and he died. Just like Micaiah said, you're going to die in battle. He thought he could trick God, and he thought he could use Jehoshaphat. Interesting. I love that story. And I want to just say, fear not the days to come. There's a lot going around us. The Bible says, nation shall fight against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But we have to be like Micaiah. We have to say what the Lord tells us to say and trust that God takes care of us. Fear not the days to come, but fear only this, that you shall walk in a worthy manner, pleasing to the Lord. Are you pleasing the Lord? Are we pleasing the Lord? The true remnant, I found out, because I used to always preach on the remnant, there's a false remnant. They call themselves the remnant too. Everything has a duplicate, but the true remnant can't be bought. You couldn't have given Micaiah enough money to back off. Well, we'll give you money if you just tell the king this. You know why? Because he couldn't be bought. You can't serve God and money. Judas betrayed Jesus for what? 30 pieces of silver. Delilah was bribed to trap Samson. Money. Matthew 28:15, the soldiers guarding Jesus' tomb were bribed with large amounts of money to lie and say his disciples came and stole Jesus' body while they slept. But Samuel, 1 Samuel 12:3, stands pure before the Lord and his people. He never received a bribe. What's a bribe? Bribe is money or a favor. You do something for me, and I'll do it for you, and then they blackmail you to do what they want. That's why don't put your trust in politics. Amen. There's so much corruption going on, and the people that I believe are the worst deceived are the Christians. They have no clue. I told my son this week. I said, I used to be the most gullible until I studied this. I thought if they said they were a believer, they were. Just because someone tells you they're a Christian doesn't mean they are. Everybody nowadays, they're mixing the world and they're mixing music, they're mixing celebrities, they're mixing all of this together, and they want Christians to fall for it. And they've been doing this forever. This is not new. We'll just have everybody idolizes this person and now they say they're a Christian. You need to be careful because not everybody has pure motives. Some people are fulfilling an agenda that has to happen, but it doesn't. We don't have to be a part of it. So Micaiah wasn't popular. He suffered persecution. When he didn't tell Ahab what he wanted to hear, what did he say? Take him, throw him into prison, and just feed him bread and water. Why? Because he stood alone and he told the truth. He didn't compromise and he didn't go with the false prophets. He stood alone. And you're always going to have more false than you are real. And another sad thing is the masses are always going to follow the popular and the famous. Why? Because they tickle you. They tell you what you want to hear. I don't want to be lied to. I've been lied to enough in Christianity. I've come out of these things studying and coming to find out this rabbit hole runs really, really, really deep. And it makes me mad at these people. Some of these preachers have been put there to try to, little by little, they're going into this new age, the new world religion, which we've been talking about. But we have to stand alone for truth. What are you going to do? Let's turn over to Matthew 23. Well, before we, on the way, Isaiah 30, I wanted to get this scripture in too. Verse 9, on your way to Matthew 23. This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will what? Not hear. We have to pray for ears to hear what the Lord is telling us, because the false prophets are going to get you into an itch and a scratch and a feel-good religion. And now we have this a whole millions of young people that just want experiences. They don't want the Bible anymore. They want an experience. And this is where they're getting deceived. The music is taking them into different places. Music is a powerful weapon of the enemy. Remember Lucifer? All the instruments were found in him. He is the choir leader in heaven. He got kicked out. But music is his thing, and he's definitely using it in this generation to get a lot of people deceived. So we got to get ears to hear, not just what everybody else is saying, and we've got to lay these preachers on the altar, all of them, until God tells us we can listen to them, because some of them they're so cunning, they're so flowery in this hour, there's such deception. But he says, what are they going to say? They say to the seers, see not. Just like Ahab, I don't want to hear what God's telling me. I want to hear what the false prophets are going to tell me. But guess what? That led to death. If he would have listened to those false prophets, he would have ended up dying anyway. There's a lot of things we might as well listen to God because it's going to happen anyway. Or you can live in false hope that you're never going to get sick. You're never going to have a money problem. All your kids are going to be saved. You're so entitled because you're saved. That's what the false preachers have told you. Instead of saying you're a servant, you're going to have to stand. You're going to have to resist error. You're going to have to study to show yourself approved. There's some responsibility we have to take. Everything is just tickling and sweet and so fresh and lies. So they say to the seers, see not. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Don't tell us that there's a hell. Don't tell us that we have to live right. Don't tell us this. Speak unto us smooth things. Here we go into the itching ear syndrome. Tell us smooth things. And then he says, prophesy deceits. They actually want to be flattered. Get out of the way. Turn aside out of the path, because the Holy One of Israel caused him to, they want God out of the way. They want to make their own God in their own image. And that's basically what's happening. They're putting God down and human and mankind up. Well, let's see how Jesus dealt with this. In Matthew 23, is Jesus just a reckless lover? Is Jesus just an ear tickler? Is Jesus just tolerant? Is he inclusive? Is he who they're telling us he is? Or who does he say he is? Read the whole chapter later on. And Jesus, what does he do? He spoke to the multitude. He's warning them right now of the cult of personality, the spirit of religion, the business of religion. Christianity now, for the most part, everyone says they're Christian, it's become a very lucrative business. But he's addressing this, and he said, these Pharisees and these Sadducees, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, and they themselves will not move with them one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen of who? Of men. Verse 6, and they love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogue and greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. They love their titles. But be not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. You know what we are? We're just brethren. I'm not any better than you. You're not any better than me. I just have the microphone today. You could have it tomorrow. Doesn't make anybody special. It's just we're voices crying out in the wilderness. We're just a voice. And call no man your father upon the earth. Now, he's not talking about our earthly fathers, his mom and dad, but he's talking about spiritual. Don't call anyone father. I don't know why the Catholics haven't read this. They missed this verse, I guess. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters. Now this is going to be a big, because of the new age, master, master this. Run from anybody that's calling themselves masters. Master so-and-so, come and kiss my ring. It's no different. It's all here. But he that is greatest among you shall be your what? Servant. He's rebuking all these religious people, and he's telling us the way it really is. We're not special, we're just brethren, and we're called to serve, right? And whoever shall exalt himself is going to be abased. You might not see this person be abased, but there's going to be a time they're going to be abased, because God said so. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. I don't think he's telling them right now, I love you. I think you're so special. We're tolerant of you. Come on, let's all just join and be in the brethren. Let's just start a one world religion here. What is he saying? He's addressing them. He's declaring them. He's rebuking them. Six times, I think he calls them blind guides, hypocrites. He calls them names. He's like, you are not of me. You are not following me, and I don't want people to follow you. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. I don't hear this preached much today. Do you?
No.
Scribes and Pharisees, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Verse 16, woe you blind guides. He's calling them blind. Well, that's not very loving. That's not very tolerant. That's not very inclusive. Which Jesus are we really serving? Verse 23, woe unto you scribes and you Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithes. Oh boy, they're going to get that in there.
Yeah.
We command all of you, if you don't, you're cursed.
Yeah.
Religious demon. And you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to you have done, but not to leave the others undone. They stress certain things about how prosperous you're going to be, but they don't deal with the other things, about the judgment, about other we got to have the whole counsel of God. Verse 28, even so ye all are also appear righteous unto men, but within, God's concerned about what's inside of us.
Amen.
You are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Verse 33, this is how loving he gets. Ye serpents. You serpents, you generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell. Wow, that's kind of a different Jesus than the one they're painting today. Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees, and he called them hypocrites, blind guides, vipers, snakes. He called them out, and he rebuked them. We need some preachers today that can stand up and call out things and rebuke them. Oh, you see very few doing that. Why? It's hate speech now. And pretty soon, you're going to be able not, I mean, it's going to be a law where you can't. That's why we have a very small window while we still can. But I want you to say to know that they are messing with our YouTubes. On Sunday morning, we'll have a certain number, or Sunday night, and then Monday morning I looked and it was down. Someone's playing with our numbers. Right before my very eyes, I saw it switch by hundreds. And I was like, wow, why? They don't want this kind of preaching out on YouTube. They keep it low. That's why I'm asking everyone, just like and post, just break that AI system up. Yeah. Because they are shutting up the Micaiahs of the day. They don't want to hear it. They never have. And guess what? This world is not going to like the true, the real, and the genuine. So you just have to know, we're not out to be famous. We're not, my brother's, there's got to be another way you can make a living. It's not an easy living in this hour to preach against what all the other people are preaching. Today we're being told Jesus didn't judge. Jesus welcomed all opinions and all kinds of teaching. Don't judge. You shouldn't be so judgmental. All kinds of teachings, as long as it contains love. Love. What is love? The Bible says love is truth. It's not just a feeling, or it's a, oh. Don't ask me to say that again. The world sings, let's get together, yeah, right? And God says, come out. And we're being called. Many of us are being called out. Like Jesus, we need to love truth and to love people, to call out error for what it is. Jesus called out their true identity. Scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, 6 times blind guides, whitewashed tombs, sons of those who murdered the prophets. You see, it's generational. There is a war on truth. We're living in a day. You're in a war for truth. We're being brainwashed by the televisions. I can't even hardly watch these shows. You start off and they get you involved in it, and then it just goes so dark. You know what I'm saying? I want to close with this. Again, the end time says they will not endure. They will not endure. They will not put up with preachers that tell you the truth. They will not, just like Micaiah. They don't want to hear them. They want to shut them up. They want to say you're in hate speech and lock them up. They want to get rid of you. They will not endure sound teaching. They will put up with those who teach stuff that makes people feel good. They'll make churches just like nightclubs, so you won't know the difference. So you're going to church and you're just going to have an experience. It's going to be so fun. We got such great music. Is that what it's about? Is Christianity, have we made it just about great musics, lights, and all this? What about truth? Truth is being buried. It's not important. And instead of feeding hungry people, they just give them a little milk to put them to sleep. People today want jokes. They want skits. They want dancing, and they want entertainment. The New World Order plans, and I'm closing with this, their plans are to dissolve the family. We're seeing that. Make a ton of different genders. I mean, I was just thinking about, God made Adam. He swallowed that stupid apple, and he has an Adam's apple. If you have an Adam's apple, hello, you could be a man. But you know what they're doing now? They're shaving off the Adam's apple, giving hormones to these kids, and these kids are having, I mean, they did it to cows. They produce weird milk. Now they're giving hormone shots to kids so that they can change their genders, because the enemy doesn't want what God made. He wants one race. So this transgenderism, is not going away. And that's what also the plans of the New World Order is, to destroy the school system. And if you know what's going on in schools, they're doing touch me classes and little kids, anal sex courses. This is happening now as we speak. Why? Because they want to destroy the education systems and bring in. And this is why we're moving towards more and more anti-Christ. But we have to stand while we still have time, and we cannot have itching ears. We have to know what's coming, prepare yourself for what's coming. If your kids will listen to you, instead now it's hard to get your children to listen to you. Do you know why? We were in other movements. Now it's advancing. That's why I call it morphing. People don't like that word. It's morphed. It's morphed from one movement to the next, and each movement gets away farther away from the Bible, and it gets more into experiences and the false prophets. It gets away from what the Bible says, and it gets into your favorite prophet that's going to tell you the vision he had today. Does it mean God can't speak to us in different ways and dreams? Yes, but we aren't building doctrines and changing major things in the Bible to get people off and to go off into another path, because they want to make man as gods and put God down and lift up man, right? But we are not ignorant of the devil's devices, because when you love the Lord and you love his word, you can't separate the two. You can't just say you love Jesus and then it's a different Jesus. You can't just say it's a, you know, the Bible says there's going to be in the end times another Jesus, another gospel, right? So we have to stick to the real Jesus, who tells us he'll rebuke you. He'll correct you. He's not reckless. He knows exactly what he's doing, right? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you've given us eyes to see, and we want ears to hear. We don't want the itching ear syndrome. We want to hear truth. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes we have to repent. Repentance is a good thing. It means you turn around and you start going in the right direction. When the true word is stopped being preached, people won't repent anymore. There'll no longer be a way to turn back. It's just all going towards destruction. So, Father, we want to be a part of those that are speaking truth with ears to hear what the Spirit is saying and what the Word of God says. And everyone said?
Amen. We just want to share a quick message with our YouTube audience. If you have found our messages helpful, we would ask you to please click like and share these messages on your social media to help get the truth out. We would invite you to connect with us on our private Facebook group. You can find a link for that below in the description, or you can search for us on Facebook by looking for LIHPC Online Church Fellowship. Please find us there and send us a message that you'd like to become a member, and we look forward to connecting with you. If you see us as part of your church family and you would like to support our ministry, we have a link below in the description that you can click to donate to our ministry. You'll also find a link for that on our private Facebook group, or you can go to our church website, which is livinginhispresence.org, and click Give up at the top. We appreciate your support and donations. And we just thank you very much for being here and being a part of our church family.
You are the fire that burns within my heart.